From our studios in downtown Portland, Oregon, you're listening to the Coin Podcast Network.
One of the main draws of the Pacific Northwest is the accessibility to the great outdoors. The Pacific Ocean borders us to the west, the Cascade Mountains to the east. An escape to wild places can be found less than an hour away from the Portland metro area. Today I'm taking you into the Columbia River Gorge and a bit north into the Gifford-Pinchot National Forest in Washington. In the shadow of Mount Adams lies the White Salmon River. It's one of the top spots to go whitewater rafting in the Pacific Northwest. The Portland Rafting Company put me and a small crew of my Coin 6 companions on the river through Class 3 and 4 rapids. The experience was more than just a thrilling and fully soaked 4 hours on the river through some gorgeous country. The Portland Rafting Company is owned by Scott Casella and his wife. He explains what makes the White Salmon River so special.
White Salmon is a special river because the water flows 12 months a year. We get the glacial fed water even into August into September. We're the only river around that still gets clean cold water late in the summer, and that's fantastic. Plus the rapids are a lot of fun and super splashy. The water that we were on this morning started last night on the glacier up on Mount Adams. It's 12,200 foot volcano in the Gifford-Pinchot National Forest, and the water melts and it comes down, and this time of year is beautiful. As you saw, it was that electric blue. It comes down, it's got the glacial silt in it. It's just fantastic.
Scott runs his rafting company with a gang of river experts who said their job was to get us wet and to make everyone fall in love with the water. His company is just one of many that have set up shop along the White Salmon River and that have built a welcoming community in the area.
I came out here and I absolutely fell in love with the group that I was running with that year, and the river itself. You know, it's challenging as a raft guide, and it's, you know, really rewarding to get a boat through all those rapids.
My crew consisted of weekend sports anchor AJ McCord and a couple of Coin 6 photographers, Robbie and Brian. We were led by Max, who's been a guide for years and who's been able to guide on rivers all over the world.
All right, we'll sit up in this one. All right. Forward. Just don't go down. Yeah.
The trip took a solid 4 hours with Max cracking jokes left and right, but also describing his every move on the river.
I like to use the rocks and a lot of the energy that's out here on the river to my advantage. So anytime I can use something to help me turn and save my shoulder is probably what we'll do a little. Plus it's a little bit more fun. You guys be sure to stay locked in.
We bounced left and right as he navigated the boat through the rapids.
All right, folks, get ready. We're gonna have a technical section right here. We're going left, right, left. We're gonna hit this first hole. We're gonna turn sideways and then forward paddle. You guys expect a little bit of a bump, stay with me. Forward one.
The river was also a bright, icy blue, a key characteristic of this river due to the ongoing glacial melt. We paddled in founder cadence on the river. Max shared the history of the land and pointed out significant plants, birds, and old structures.
You guys see their mineral deposits coming out of the walls over here? The iron and the sulfur and stuff? So that's volcanic activity.
Back in the early days, the White Salmon River used to carry millions of salmon on their run to the Pacific Ocean. The river got its name at the tail end of a salmon run when the fish would die. They would flip over and expose their white bellies. And with so many dead salmon floating around, the river looked white, hence the name the White Salmon River. The White Salmon River is also special because it was one of the few rivers in the U.S. to be turned back into a free-flowing river. In the early 1900s, the Condit Dam was built on the river to source hydroelectric power across Klickitat County.
After they dynamited a hole through the mountain, water would flow through this tube, and it was collected in a metal cylinder, taken downhill, and turned a water turbine. That water turbine turned an electric turbine, hydroelectric power in the area for the first time right here.
In October of 2011, the dam was breached and the White Salmon turned back into a free-flowing river after nearly 100 years. It was a major win for the ecosystem and has begun the process of salmon habitat restoration. Chatting with Scott again, I asked him how weather and river conditions affected his business during the summer season. The cool temperatures and lack of sunny days had brought fewer people into the area. But in general, the river has seen good rafting conditions since April and May.
The mild temperature fluctuations don't have that big of an impact on the glacial melt. It's pretty constant melt ratio, and a few degrees variance in a season doesn't actually affect it too much. We melt through the snowpack, and then once you get to the glacial melt, it kind of has a constant variation to it. That's not to say that it couldn't go down a little more, but with the milder temperatures, the glacier is not melting as fast as it would during the heat. But the overall effect on the river is you know, inches of difference. It's not the difference between a lot of water and no water. It's the constant level and just a little bit of fluctuation.
Unlike many other rivers in Washington state used for recreational rafting, the white salmon has an extended rafting season fed by glacial melts off of Mount Hood.
Well, a couple of bigger names in the region, for instance, the Wenatchee up in Washington, is a real great high water event in the springtime, right? They can get up to 30,000 CFS, and certainly it runs into the 20s for several weeks. And at this time of year, you know, they could be down to 1,000 CFS, 700 CFS. And so the river really drops out and it turns into more of a tube run, like more like a Barton to Carver kind of tube run.
Yeah.
But here we get that constant white water all through the summer, which really makes it super special because everyone starts to come here in August and September. The other rivers dry up and we're still going strong and we've got the beautiful cold water through that process.
The rafting season starts out in the springtime when the heat sets in and winter snowpack begins to melt. Rivers start out running high and throughout the season lower and level off. River rapids are always changing as the amount of water feeding the river changes throughout summertime.
Less water in the river, generally speaking, and this is really dependent on an individual river, on an individual rapid. It depends on the boat you're in. It depends on the guide that you have. But by and large, you can say that the less amount of water in a river, the gentler the rapids will be. In the spring, it's a hard 10 and over line.
Yeah.
And then this time of year, we'll take 9 and 8 year olds. I'll take a 7 year old if they're a strong swimmer.
Mm.
But when you open up to 9 and 8 year olds, parents of a 7 or 6 year old try and sneak them on. And we don't want like a snuck on 6 year old. So,
yeah. Makes sense.
Right. So, the website says 10, but I'll take a 9 or an 8 year old if the parents call in and they know how to swim.
It's also amazing how accessible the sport of rafting is. Scott told us some stories of some of his most memorable trips with clients.
I took an 85-year-old down 2 or 3 weeks ago, and he had a blast. I took my mom and my mother-in-law down, both in their 70s. Come August and September, it's a very friendly river. It's really accessible for everyone. We take down people with disabilities of all sorts regularly. We had a gentleman with just various health issues come and it's really not a problem. The Forest Service provides a wonderful put in. We've got an easy to get out ramp here so we can take literally any shape, size, or age.
Out in the middle, well done!
Oh, oh, oh.
You got styled it!
All right, so I've got AJ here in the flesh herself. We were just on the river and it was so much fun. I'm still getting over the thrill.
I know, it was a blast from like the time we put on to the time we took off, just so fun.
Yeah, what a great experience and such good weather out there too. So I wanted to specifically talk to you, AJ, because you actually have some river guiding experience. Like all throughout college, you were a guide, right?
I was, yeah. I was a whitewater rafting guide in Colorado on the Arkansas River with Noah's Ark Whitewater Rafting. It was some of the best summers of my life were spent on the Arkansas.
So how did you get into that? Not only did you want to, go on the river more, but you wanted to actually guide boats yourself.
Totally. Yeah. We went to this company when I was like 16 and I just thought it was so fun. It was like the best summer job ever. Right. And so in college, I was really focused on sports journalism. So the first 2 summers, I was really focused on internships and advancing that. And then I was just kind of, I don't want to say burned out, but I needed a break and I needed to figure out, I was still in college and I needed to figure out if this was what I wanted to do with my life. And so I was looking for something different, something totally outside of what had been sports broadcasting internships, and wanted to be outside more, wanted to be more active because,
Colorado,
right? And like I'd been an athlete my whole life and I couldn't compete in college. So it was just kind of, I needed something different.
Uh-huh.
And so applied for NOAA's and got it. And it was awesome.
Yeah, it turned out to be a really good experience for you too.
Yes.
Some lifelong friends out of that. So I know our guide Max, he was so funny.
Yeah.
He was cracking jokes left and right, and you kind of have to be an entertainer while you're a guide. So how was that part of the guide job for you, you know, being really funny on the boat?
Totally. It was really fun. I mean, it was one of the more fun things about it was just like getting to know your boat, you know, for like 4 hours of their life. The six or seven or eight of you are stuck on a raft together, and right. like there's no getting out, there's no like, oh, can I change my mind, like you've got to go down this stretch of river. And so it was really fun to get to know people, and you know, you just see people from all different walks of life. We took everybody from people who were in their 70s to these like young preteens. We took a lot of kids who struggled with substance abuse. We took a lot of people who just needed to get out of the rut of their everyday life. And I got to take them down one of the prettiest rivers in, you know, it's a protected area now. And so it was so fun. I loved that part. But you did make all these jokes, and we had all this folklore that we would tell. And to this day, I'm certain 90% of it was a lie, but it was really fun, and people would laugh, and like the kids in particular, you know, you'd tell them there's piranhas in the water, and then they wouldn't put their feet in.
They listened to you.
Great. Yeah, exactly.
That's right. There were some quiet moments, like not the entire river isn't a full rapid, right?
Right.
So there was moments where there's silence, so you got to kind of keep up the energy.
Exactly.
That's
and
so
Max
cool.
was so great at that.
So you guys are special guests. I won't charge you. Normally it's a dollar a lick, but let's just say the wall does not taste like snozz.
That he was so funny, and he just did such a good job entertaining us.
Absolutely. Yeah. So as a female guide, did you notice that a lot of men were supportive of you? Were there other females around too?
Yeah, I was really lucky. So in my guide class, I think there were about 25 of us when we started, maybe 26, and six of us were girls. So we were definitely outnumbered, but the boys were awesome. They were super, super supportive. And the people who trained us were actually a couple, a married couple who had met at NOAA's a long time ago. Not a long time ago, Cammie, Rob, don't kill me. But a little bit ago. And so they were kind of the ones who were guiding or teaching us how to guide. And Cammie in particular is like this 5'2", 100 pounds soaking wet, just stud of a woman. She's got some kiddos that I love a lot. And so we learned as women, we learned a lot from Cammie too, because obviously a lot of the guys were taller, they were bigger, they were stronger, but Cam taught us how to use what we had and also just think smarter, not harder. And you know, these guys would end up super sore because they'd be trying to muscle their way through the river, and Cam was busy teaching us how to read water and how to use the river's energy and like kind of transfer it and you know, use it to our advantage. And so I felt like the guys were always super, super supportive. And when Cammie is the example that you have, I mean, we were really lucky.
Yeah, our guide was just so awesome. And I did spot, I think, at least one other female guide on the river.
Yeah,
that was cool.
You're typically outnumbered, but the river is, no matter which river you're on, it's a big family.
Yeah.
And everyone's there because they love the water and they love the beauty and they love sharing that with other people. So it was really fun to see Max interact with another
all
girl.
Because
it was the same way on the Arkansas.
It seems like you made so many awesome lifelong friends with this experience.
I did. About half of my bridal party was the people that I'd met from the rafting company. My husband I met at the rafting company. So I got some amazing, amazing community out of that, and people who are just, you know, the friends that are there no matter what.
So the river's extra special to you too, because your husband actually proposed to you on the river.
He did propose to me on the river. He made an honest woman out of me because I had lied to many a boat telling them that was where my fiance had proposed. It was like one of the jokes that we told.
That rock, that's where he proposed.
Yeah, exactly. Because the rock is called Ring Rock, and so it's got this big like ring-shaped hole in it, and so whether, you know, whoever was in front or behind me, they would yell back and be like, oh, remember that spot? And so then I told a couple boats that, oh yeah, that's where he proposed. Or and it wasn't always me that got proposed to, but sometimes it was someone else or whatever. And then we went down the river and I had no idea, and we were going down with Cammie and Rob, and there he was waiting for me at Ring Rock.
That's so cute. And he was also a guide too, right?
He was a guide, and we got married in that little town, and took our bridal party down the river a couple days before, and all of our family. So it was really special. That river holds a very near and dear place in my
heart.
Seems
like you're very tied to it. So what was cool about our trip down the White Salmon River was you got to guide us a little bit too.
Oh. Okay.
All right, everybody, back. Yeah, you did good. Back on AJ.
Forward one.
Forward one, y'all.
So it's been a little while. How was that again?
It was good. I mean, I think what's really cool about the river is, you know, once you learn how to read water, water does the same thing no matter what river it's on. So it's going to move the same way around rocks. It's going to do the same thing current-wise. And that was what I really appreciated about NOAA's was they didn't have us memorize routes, which I was a gymnast, so a lot of my life, I felt like in sports, I was memorizing things. Mm-hmm. I was memorizing my routines. I was memorizing the right way to do a trick. And instead of maybe learning like how it all works, if that makes sense. And so, at NOAA's, they taught you how to read water. And like I said, water does the same thing no matter which river you're on for the most part. And so, it was cool to feel like, okay, I can do this a little bit.
Yeah, for a while, you navigated us through more than one rapid.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun, and we had total trust in you, AJ.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
How difficult were some of the rapids that you have been on? Because this was all class three, which is pretty rapid, and then one class four, which was Hewson Falls, and I think that was a 15-foot waterfall.
Yeah, Max said it was the largest commercially rafted waterfall in the country, which is awesome. I think the next closest one that is commercially rafted is one he and I have both been on, which is Sweets Falls out on the Gauley River in West Virginia. But it's pretty comparable. The rapids on the Arkansas were just a lot more technical. There were a lot more rocks and a lot more things you had to maneuver around. And if you got stuck, it was a little bit less than ideal. Max kept wanting to use the rocks to our advantage.
We were bumping left and right and spinning.
Totally. And that went against everything that I learned. Yeah. I was taught to avoid the rocks, don't let, whatever. So it was, but difficulty wise, it was pretty similar outside of the falls, obviously. We didn't do anything quite that big, but we were all class three and fours as well.
Oh, cool. Is that pretty normal? For beginners, are the rivers that are all class fours and fives, or those more rare stuff that you wouldn't really raft?
I think it mostly depends on the water level. And so even the Arkansas could get up to class fives, but it had to be a certain water level. And that's what they were telling us about Hewson Falls too, is that it's only safe to run
a certain part of the year,
certain water levels.
Yeah. So, okay. Yep. That makes sense. What were some of your favorite parts about this area, white salmon and the river itself?
Oh my gosh, the beauty of the water. Can we just talk about that teal?
Yeah,
it was so pretty.
A glacial blue teal. Oh. It is something so special to that area.
Totally.
Because the river, is fed by the melting glacier on Mount Adams.
So
It was beautiful.
I loved it. I just kept pinching myself the whole way down. And I thought it was really fun what you could do on the river too. We got out it and drank from the natural spring and then we jumped off the rock, and it was things like that are just so fun.
Right.
And on those kind of slower, mellower parts of the river, it's nice to have something that is different and entertaining. Mm-hmm. And I know he said that there had been a ton of wildlife out there too. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't pick a favorite part. It was all so fun.
Yeah. I think it was funny how it seemed like you weren't really a fan of wetsuits.
No.
Because you're not used to wearing them in warmer rivers, right? But this river was colder.
It's very cold.
The glacier, right?
Yeah.
So those wetsuits were very much needed.
Totally, totally. And we use wetsuits on the Arkansas for our customers as well, but I had never worn. I used to bring, because we would train in May in Colorado, so it would be snowing while we were training.
Okay.
And when we were training, at least, there were rapids that we had to swim because they wanted us to know what it felt like and teach us how to be aware in really cold water and really fast water. And so I'm from San Diego, so I always brought my surf wetsuit out with me, and that's what I would wear when it was one of those days that you knew you were going to be jumping in the river. But it was fun and definitely needed. When we jumped off that rock, I was like, oh,
yeah, there's
this
a moment
chilly.
Where they stopped all the boats and all the crew got out and was able to jump probably off of a 10 or 15 foot little cliff into the glacial water, and it was cold. We were so happy
really
that we had our seats on. That was so much fun, and it's incredible that you used to guide on the river. That is such a cool part about your life and a very interesting fact about you. I'm sure you missed it, so thank you again for taking me out
and
the Coin Crew on the White Salmon River. AJ was out there also filming a story. It's called AJ in Action, and she did whitewater rafting with the Portland Rafting Company. So make sure to check out her new series. It'll debut in a week or so early on. August. You can find it on coin.com. But also big thank you to the Portland Rafting Company. We
yes.
were all so impressed with their operation.
Totally.
And the guides were so knowledgeable and entertaining. And rafting is also such an accessible sport for all ages. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking for an outdoor thrill, we both highly suggest it and recommend this company. They
yeah.
were just fantastic. So thank you, Scott, Max, and everyone at the Portland Rafting Company. And also stay tuned to more Coin 6 weather podcasts as we move through summer. I'll release one every 2 weeks on Wednesday on coin.com. You can also listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Perfect.
See you guys.
Thank you for listening to this presentation from the Coin Podcast Network. To hear more great podcasts, head to coin.com, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.